This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone crocus bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spike me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, the Finn Castle Media Group, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
And I hip hop or calypso. Yeah, can't see the star to the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban link up. How much ice just a her and the ring so. From what day you may find out, certain one crocus bag a thing now. Bakes through me I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Me tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me neither. Fresh to the town, born again, them said the flow ungodly, my might need Jesus. Girls call cookies when my mind need reefer. Girl, when my frost, they can't style me neither. I am excellent, point blank, tell the truth. Bullets never miss the chin like a Chinese teacher. Yeah, every bad mind, fraud and misses. Them parents did corrupt, so them are negative. How much longer you go yet for people? You know, see you're not benefit. These cause digits and said,
from what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone talk us for that thing now. Big throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard they must fight me, me just a go and do my thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
We are go hard and I do it. Hennessy a flask and I do it. Champagne pop off and I do it. The girl them a ask say I do it. Plus me jeans that I threw it. And me white tee that I do it. As if you never knew it. To how we go hard them a ask me I do it. Them say me stink of money like sewage. Real bad man spend cash like me foolish. A wild cat like Buick and the flowers when messing me, I go step in your tulip.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone talk us for a thing now. Big throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a smile me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Who got it locked in June 17th edition of Talking Heads? Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. We'll be going to Abaco in short order. As you know, each and every Monday, you know, we will go down to Abaco for the Abaco Report, Abaco Live. Roscoe Thompson will be joining us, as well as Daphne Malis, and we'll have a good conversation with them. And I get all caught up as to what's going on in Abaco. And we may go over a little bit into the 5 o'clock because there is a lot to talk about in Abaco, a lot. And you got this administration saying one thing, but yet it's another thing on the ground. And so we're going to check some boxes today and get everybody caught up, you know, as to where we are today, Abaco, and what's going on in Abaco. That'll be on the flip side of the break. Then, of course, in the 5 o'clock, you know, Pearlie will chime in. We'll be talking sports. And you know how to chime in. Phone lines are open in New Providence, 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free into any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC422GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. So we'll take that quick break. Flip side of the break, we'll chime on in with Abaco. We got Roscoe Thompson and we got Daphne lined up. We're ready to go. So we're having a great conversation with those guys on the flip side of the break as the Monday, June 17th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Cheetah Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your cheetah sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Ignite your leadership capabilities, expand your vision, and chart the path to a bright future at the CIBC Caribbean Ignite Leadership Conference, 27th of June at Bahamar, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Join Sarah Kunst, a venerated entrepreneur who has worked at Apple and Red Bull. Sarah is a Forbes 30 Under 30 Future Innovator and has been honored by the Wall Street Journal. Also hear about the leadership journey of Anthony Ferguson. This event is designed for senior business executives and seasoned entrepreneurs. Register at cibcfcib.com/ignite to secure your space. Only successful registrants will be acknowledged. Join us for the Ignite Leadership Conference, June 27th at Bahamar.
Happy Independence, Bahamas! Let's celebrate 50 plus one together with a unique Janae's Uniform Center Independence print, dry fit polo or t-shirts, ribbons and pole bows in black, gold, and aquamarine. Janae's special family package includes buy two adults and three children Independence polos or t-shirts and get 15% off. Outfit your staff for a special Independence dress of week or day with a different design. For more than 30 pieces of Janae's Independence polos or t-shirts, get up to 25% discount. Janae's Uniform Center Chesapeake Road Independence Selections. Choose your favorite and celebrate 50 plus one. Restrictions apply.
We all know that our country's electricity infrastructure is decades old. It is breaking down, it is too expensive, and it cannot transmit clean energy. Small changes aren't enough. We are taking it all on. Upgrading and modernizing the grid. Solar power. Major energy reform. That's how we get to lower prices and more reliable electricity. It will not happen over game changing.
Go to newenergyera.gov.bs to learn more.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Boise, and Boise is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations, more specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Back at you on the Monday, June 17th edition of Talking Heads. Let's go down to Abaco. We got Roscoe Thompson chiming in. And Roscoe, we have Daphne chiming in with us today as well.
Yeah, I see you online. Good afternoon, Bahamas.
Hey, afternoon, guys. How are you? Daphne, how are you?
I'm good. Let me see. Am I muted?
No, you good. Don't touch nothing. Step away from everything. Just talk. You good.
Yeah, I'm here.
Good to have you. So let's get caught up, man. We got a lot to talk about. What's going on in Abaco, and this might be a little extended edition. We might go over a little bit because we got a lot to talk about. So where do you want to start? I mean, I already have some questions, what we've talked about over the last several weeks here on the show, so let me just get them out of the way. Update on the oil leak, please, or the oil spill or the diesel leak. Or
up until I have not heard anything of a recent since I got back from Nassau in Abaco. I see that the station is still shut down, but no actual report has come out.
Is the leak still leaking, or has it been stopped?
A slight leak. I think it's coming, you know, through what's been saturated in the ground.
I don't think there's anything left to leak, eh?
So it's all leaked out then? Whatever was in those lines have now completely leaked out? Is that where we're at?
Yeah, I think they're clearing out. You know, the rain's starting to dissipate. It's not a steady flow.
So now do we get environmentalists in there to see the impact that it's had on the surrounding areas and what they can do to rectify it? Is it hit the water table? Is it saturated elsewhere?
That's a good question. That's a real...
And obviously, whoever is ultimately responsible for this, whichever major corporation is, then they need to foot the bill on getting it cleaned up. Wouldn't that make more sense, too?
It would.
It would, especially if we could get them to at least give an evaluation themselves of what has happened. And, you know, everybody's speculating, but we don't really have any facts because the people responsible have said nothing. They've basically, as far as I know, been mute on the subject.
Yeah, mum has been the word.
But how can they be mute? I mean, obviously, isn't there a responsibility to the community and the residents of the impacted area to give some sort of information as to where we are in relation to the situation?
Yeah, well, you remember how that incident happened in Marathon and how that was kept under wraps for a little while, eh?
Well, the MP responsible for that, what was it? He didn't want to lose his privileges?
It's in the ledge, but I'm just stating, you know, why hasn't this been addressed? Why has there not been something presented to the Minister of Environmental Health?
At some point, we got to connect the dots. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The thing about it is we have legislation, we have laws, we have rules, but if they're not being implemented, nobody's enforcing them, then all we can do is talk about it, speculate about it, and, you know,
If we had a proper procurement act that people actually enforced and used, if we finally got a Freedom of Information Act that's long overdue, there'd be mechanisms in place for us to find out what's really going on in case politicians don't want to give us an answer.
Very good point.
That's what we've all been praying for, Freedom of Information Act that actually provides us the freedom to ask and get answers.
I mean, I think it's very irresponsible at this stage. What are we, 8 weeks into this leak, Roscoe?
Longer than that, April. Yeah, the beginning of April, May, June.
I think it's very irresponsible.
But guess what? But it was happening before. It was only 8 weeks since it became obvious.
Obvious, correct.
Who knows how long it was going on before?
At some point, you know, there is some sort of responsibility on behalf of the corporate entity responsible to do the responsible thing.
Well, I agree with you, and I'll say this. I know it might be a little off subject, but, you know, Guardian Radio is running an ad now with the Prime Minister saying, oh, you won't see immediate savings until down the road. Bahamians don't want to hear that. Savings now in electricity. So
but hold on, didn't we run news clips prior on Guardian Radio from March that said, with the Prime Minister saying that they weren't going to privatize BPL and they weren't going to sell BPL?
Right, but I just heard it on the radio break, you know, about, oh, we're getting ready to upgrade this. Anyway, my point
is... So when we go feel the impact in 25 years?
But see, that's my point. Here it is. We're talking about procurement and we're talking about information, and this stuff is kept so secret from the Bahamian people. They need to stop. I don't care who it is. You know, the Eponym put in the Procurement Act. The PLP does not want to use it. Bids are going out. People don't know who's getting what.
I'd like to know what the process was, private partner in all of this. Was there a bid out there? Was there multiple bids put out there? Was this private partner just selected? How did they go through the process? How did we end up here? We have a right to know.
I didn't mean to change the subject, but I'm just showing you.
But it's kind of connected if you look at it, you know, Roscoe. If you're really looking at the big picture, it's kind of connected. Dot to dot. Couple more dots, if you see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, but here we are. Abaco still wanting an answer on a glaring issue that needs to be taken care of. Another glaring issue, and it's coming in on the tax line. Naughty, ask Roscoe if the generator is working.
They finally got the generator working at the airport.
That's what they're asking right there. So
they put a brand new, from what I understand, a brand new generator was put in. But again, it's great having the generator in, but when you can't keep toilet paper and the bathrooms cleaned, and from what I understand, the security there is very short-staffed unless they've hired new security over the last... couple weeks. When I went to Nassau, there was one lady on.
Wow. I think they only have two janitresses or something that have to take shifts.
There's still issues that are affecting the airport, you know, but now they finally got lights outside underneath,
but guess what, Roscoe? Guess what? You know, there is a loss of revenue happening at the Abaco Airport. They have this parking lot. Yeah. But you're supposed to be a paid parking lot. The gates or whatever, the machinery doesn't work, you know. Mm-hmm. And as a result, we're losing serious revenue every day that could go into maintaining the airport with toilet paper and generator oil and whatever, whatever.
I agree with you 100%. That's been brought up on the show before. A couple of weeks ago, I brought that up about the parking there. Being the president of the chamber, there's a prime example of a generating income for to offset expenses at the airport.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that the management of the airport should be beaten down the door to get that thing so that they could have the resources to manage the airport properly.
Yeah.
But it's been, years it was fixed? I think it's only worked once since they put it in. And then, we put machinery in place, but we don't have our staff adequately trained to maintain and manage. Management and maintenance of equipment is a big downfall in our country.
Yep.
Now, I heard, and is this the main, when I say, familiarize me with this, is the main airport in Abaco. This is where everybody comes in, correct? Including private airlines?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Private airlines have a private FPO. They don't use the same parking lot.
No, I'm talking about the airstrip now, though. I'm just saying in general about the whole airport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Main airport where the big airlines come.
Well, then why would the MP for South Abaco be waxing poetic in the house about, air shows coming to Abaco and the Family Islands and this great airport, and we're only going to improve it? If we only have two janitors on call at that airport, the parking is an issue? I mean, really?
We had a lot of flights canceled last week because one of the fire trucks went down We got three fire trucks out there. Two are broken down on the side. One is operational. You know, another person did a video on it, but it's unacceptable. I mean, the volunteer fire department had to go out and man the airport for a day and a half for their truck to get fixed, which is not a problem. But, you know, you had that week, and maybe it might have been bad weather, but Silver and American, you had some airlines that didn't come in because of the fact that you're supposed to have, I don't know the exact quote, but I think for insurance purposes, you're supposed to have two fire engines with so many gallons of water and so much foam in it. You know, otherwise, it's a big restriction.
What's a security risk?
And a security, yeah. So there's a lot going on that it's dumbfounding.
Here's another one I have for you. And I need both of you to comment on it. Heard a lot of talk about the shanty towns being demolished. We've talked about it for weeks on the show, Roscoe. Does the debris still remain there? Because it's one thing to knock down the shanty towns and stand up to that mandate and do it correctly. But now, if you leave a debris field behind, you're allowing folks to come back and take what they need and rehouse it, considering Abaco has had such a rash of fires. And obviously, the debris was involved in one of the more recent fires. So has there anything being done that with that debris, or are we still having that eyesore all around the place?
Negative. Nothing's been done. Most of it, I guess two-thirds of it has been burned up by the fire.
And they just left the set that was burned up there, too. They didn't come and clean that up?
No, nothing's been cleaned up in regards to that. What we found out... just in recent, this is just one thing. We found a piece of property in town that, you know, somebody's built a 40-foot container and covered it in hardy plank, and they got, I think, four or five of the trailers from the trailer, you know, the government, or I don't want to say government trailers, but the trailers that we have to Dorian on their property, and it's become now I want to say a small little shanty town, but my thing is how did this get done with no permission, no Ministry of Works, no permit number? And from what I've gathered and the information and the research I've been doing, the lady that owns the property hasn't. How did this gentleman just go and start doing what he did?
Well, I don't know, Roscoe. How come local government hasn't gone there and demanded that he moves?
Because local government only has so much authority. Local government can only report the matter. It is then up to the police, Ministry of Works, and building regulations to then step in and do it.
So there's layers to the onion, then. There's hurdles you have to cross in order to get to the final outcome.
Right.
So what's the point of having local government?
Thank you, Daphne. I was just going to ask the same question.
Yeah. Daphne, that's the same question that we've asked recently, because now we found out that, you know, for anybody that's building anywhere in the Bahamas, you have to go online now, pay $110, $100 and $105 fee before you can even clear your property. And that then has to be attached to your plans. If you don't have that, your plans will not be approved. Go through Nassau. So
these people, hang on, these people that you're paying this fee to, do they have any direct communication with local government first of all, I would think this is kind of putting the cart before the horse. Local government isn't going to approve you to be in that location because maybe you want to put a liquor store next to a school, then they still could collect the money for you to clear the land and then local government come back and tell them, no, they can't do it. I mean, how does that work?
It has to be attached with your plan to get approved now, and it's some confusing things because there's a local government act been updated, not a word from the minister in this regards. We've now been directed by the director Flowers that any plans that consist of two stories or over 2,500 feet now have to, it's 2,500 square feet. Now have to go into Nassau to be approved. So think about this. You now have no office over here that has, you know, a person stationed that can give you the certificate. A friend of mine went through it in January. He finally got the building plans approved the beginning of May. So you're holding up all this money or all this building
revenue
and construction, okay, you know, because of you don't think has to go back through Nassau. Well, what's the sense? Because you said it earlier, and I'll say it because we said it too. What's the sense of local government? If Nassau wants to take control of everything and be the center of attention, then come and do it, you know?
Yeah, but hang on a minute, Roscoe. Hang on a minute. Okay, so I understand if Nassau wants to approve certain things over a certain size, that's one thing. But I still feel, and I don't understand why, those people sitting in those offices in Nassau, they don't know anything about the infrastructure of Abaco. They don't know. They are not up to speed, because I guarantee you they're not up to speed on what's actually surrounding that piece of property or what it's impacting,
correct,
or how the local community feels about it. I mean, it's about time that government started letting local government or local communities have some kind of say in what happens in their backyard. You know, well, these people are sitting in Nassau. They're not sitting on our island.
Well, we used to. I'm very surprised because you have John Pinder, MP Pinder, that came from the local government system, and right, also Clay Sweeting, that came, and I just some answers. I mean, that's the thing, you know.
Yeah. So I thought this government, this administration, was very pro local government and looking to actually give more teeth to local government, which I thought was, you know, very positive. But then from what I'm hearing from you, they're actually taking power away.
Correct.
And not allowing you to have the necessary, not you personally, but local government, to have the input that's necessary before approvals are granted.
Right. The boards are yeah. So that,
yeah,
there's many issues, you know, but it's very frustrating. And I you know, the people don't realize the headache now it's going to be, because you know what it is to apply online for something in a portal and you don't get it right away. You know, it might take weeks. It might take months. So my
Especially if the portal isn't working.
Right. My thing is, if you're going to do something this with a certificate from the Department of DEP, whatever it may be, they need to have an office over here that where you could get it direct Nassau, when you have every government agency from Ministry of Works, Water and Sewage, Environmental Health, all these things. Now, don't get me wrong. I see when you're talking about resorts or heads of agreement, you know, things like that are understandable. But now you're saying if you or me wanted to build a 2,600 square foot building, I have to now send my plans into Nassau. I mean, that's
ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. And I mean, you should be able to, in today's world of technology, you only need to really have, you know, an open line of communication.
Well,
you don't have to physically be there even, but you should. Local government should have the authority or the go to the community. Do we want this in our backyard, whatever it is?
Yep.
Gambling house or, well, you know, you see what happened when the last time they asked if we wanted a gambling house.
sorry, Naughty, for getting off on that.
No, man, I let you all have your to do, man, because at the end of the day, you know, I like having you here, and people want to know exactly what's going on the ground in Abaco.
And it's not just Abaco. This affects all local government throughout the Bahamas, you know. This is not just Allen, Mayaguana, Nagua, Crooked
Eye. In the
Island,
country. Why?
You know,
Zuma.
Yeah, it's not just X, Y, and Z. And I think, you know, if you're going to do it, you need to make it clear, why are we now having to do X, Y, and Z? Are you not trusting our town planning boards to, you know, make sure this isn't happening? Well, you're making it very difficult for locals now to build. So, for example, Naughty, here's a plane, and you own property over here. If you wanted to build on your property, you have to get a certificate and pay $105 before you could even clear your property. End of story.
And what is it? What is the certificate supposed to say? Yes, you can play. What is it supposed to do?
It's an approval
from.
What is it,
check, or is it just to give somebody $150 in their pocket?
105. I can't answer 100%.
I mean, do you know what the questions are? What the criteria is? Do they send somebody to check the property? Do they do any?
No, they want you to Google. They want you to Google it. Anyway,
all right. It's go ahead.
So my grandma wouldn't be able to do it because she don't know what.
Yeah, they want you to pinpoint it on Google Earth and all this. It's more bureaucratic red tape. Sorry, Naughty.
No problem, man. Listen, I got a couple off the tax lines for you. Here's one. Naughty, wouldn't this be a good time for Roscoe to discuss his party's position on local government and even start work on a plan to properly fund and expand the system if and when the FNM win?
Naughty, I will get on your show a day with that in depth, because it is in discussion of, you know, suggestions and things that we can do to revamp to make local government more local for the people of the island, rather than Nassau or somebody dictating to us what can and can't be done. So, for example, local government will be more autonomous in their decisions, except when it comes. But yes, there are discussions within our groups, and I'm one of them because of local government, that things need to be changed in our Local Government Act, and amendments need to be added that actually give local government the power, rather than having to go work stop order, that the chairman, you know, or the whoever can put a work stop order on a building. You know, you have things that people are doing now that are illegal, but the process of having to go through to get everything stopped, you have to go through Nassau, and it should be able to be done right here at our own court system. So to answer that question, yes, I will be very involved in the local government side of that in regards to things that can be changed. One, the business license needs to come back to local government. It should not be determined by people in Grand Bahama or Exuma or Luthor that sit on a computer and put a liquor store next to a school church or a church or, you know, next to something. They don't live here. There are things and amendments that need to be changed.
All right. Daphne, you have anything on that from the chairman's standpoint?
Hold on. Well, the only thing that I want to say about that, this talk show isn't necessarily the right forum for Roscoe to talk about party politics. However,
I mean, we talk about everything on this show. So
my feeling is that my feeling should be managed by the locals. The government wants us to trust them with our country affairs, but the government needs to also get to a point where they trust the people of the communities to make decisions for themselves that affect them directly.
Naughty, we have to, I agree with Daphne, and I'll give you an example. Right now, we have to pay for the shipping of stuff from Ministry of Works to go for signs, stop signs and things like that, to come here into Abaco, because Ministry of Works in Nassau, I guess they might owe the company money. I mean, that shouldn't fall on local government. Local government has now also had to go and buy fence poles, so we have more poles to put up stop signs, because what they sent us is not adequate enough. You know, so it there's a lot of things like that. That
what?
Needs
what?
To be
hold on. They sent you the wrong size poles?
No. They sent
they
the
didn't
poles
send
from
enough.
Nassau. They
okay.
didn't send enough.
Enough. Not and enough poles then. You
right,
need more poles than Abaco.
Yes, for stop signs. And local government has to pay the shipping bill because Ministry of Works and most government agencies can't really ship with people because they don't pay their bills. So a lot of this burden ends up falling back on local government.
Why does it appear and seem that every time we talk on a Monday that some new way, shape, or form Alaco is spinning the wheels in the mud, tied by red tape, and can't get to doing what it needs to do because of continuous hurdles and red tape and moving goalposts.
Well, I don't think it's just Abaco. I think it's the whole Bahamas that
No. Trust me, Roscoe. Freeport comes on tomorrow, and they say pretty much the same thing.
You know, it's just I don't know, Naughty. I wish I had all the answers, and that's why I said that is a topic that me and you could talk about on another day.
That's not a problem.
With local government, because there's a lot of amendments and a lot of changes that need to be implemented. And Daphne is right. Listen, if you're the chairman or your board,
and by the way, if Island was able to retain the greater portion of the taxes collected on those islands, and those funds went into the hands of local government for administration with open and transparent accounting, okay, then things wouldn't go astray, like the wrong amount of poles. We'd know how many we need. The wrong this, the wrong that. We wouldn't have a road that was paved, 6 months ago or 4 months ago that's now deteriorated and has to be done all over again. Not paved, but started.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. We got
things starting and stopping.
We
would have more open and transparent bidding.
Yeah. Boom.
All right, we got a couple of texts to get to, and I got a couple of calls. Let's get to this call right now, though. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
You tell me, man.
You bring it up. What's good, man?
Huh?
What you got for me, Skiller?
Well, I trying to reach you to let you know what's happening, man.
Yeah, someone the 27th, man. I got the information, man. I can call you off and see what the best I can do to help you off on the 27th.
Okay, no, Wesley, I just want to call you to let you know the deadline is on July, man, for all donations and sponsors, whatever.
All right, no problem, man. I'll get with you off air, man. We'll make that happen. We'll make something happen.
Okay, bro.
You know
I got
your crew, man. You know you good with me, Skiller.
Yeah, you know that.
All right, bro, be safe.
Likewise.
All right, so let me get to the text lines real quick. Got a couple for you. Naughty, it seems they want everything in Nassau from the Family Islands so they can get their hands in their pockets. Local government may be too, lucrative for the Family Islands. It needs to be in Nassau.
Yeah, but lucrative, and let me just say this, Naughty. We have a budget of, I think it's $287,000, and I've said this on, and that's for Marsh Harbor Spring City. And I think 87% of our budget to 90% goes to garbage collection and road verges. You know, so at the end of the day, if we don't bank money and put money aside, you know, we can't do small projects. You know, the government asked us for small capital projects. We haven't seen anything from them. Is it in this budget year? You know, and I'd like Daphne to touch on this because I think I will bring it up. But here's a good point. How come businesses are now having to pay the share when they don't even know that they're in business, they're going to be in business? So, you know, I brought that up before, but I mean, aren't they basically borrowing from the Bahamian people? They can't balance a budget. You know, there's a shortfall here. They move from disability and handicap to fix an elevator.
Well,
The consultancy fee, travel budget, but then you can't fix two fire engines at the airport. You can't get X, Y, and Z done. You can't do. But I think Daphne, being from the chamber with that business side of it, with the license, that needs. I do people really understand what's going on?
Well, I think that at this time when expenses are at an all-time high, I think that it's really adding insult to injury to ask businesses, not ask, actually, require businesses to pay in advance their business license fees based on estimates or what the Land Revenue Department estimates their business will be for 2025. So in other words, before we make the money, we got to pay the government. We haven't generated the revenue yet. But we have
but
to
pay the government. Front. You can pay that bill. You can pay no other bill. You can pay us first. All right.
Okay, you all get your money before we make it.
Wow.
And we have to pray that we'll make it. So if there's a hurricane, if I've paid on my fees and there's a hurricane or there's something that oh, my business fails, I've already paid.
Right. You've already paid the business license, but you have
license fees that you think I'm going to make. Now I got to ask for the refund and wait for the refund to come back while I try to struggle and make life make means. Go ahead.
All right, let's get to the phone lines because we got that other call, and then I got a couple of texts we'll get to. But remember, we'll be going over into the 5 o'clock a little bit, so be patient. We'll get through everything. Talking Heads.
So what's along with you and your panel, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, Brayman? What you got for me today?
All right, boy, I got so much for you. We need justice, law, and order in this country.
Amen.
That same last caller would call you. First, I want to say that I'm tired of calling the police. You know, for them, they live on a piece of our property they don't want to come off, right? But my point is, every time I call the police, every time I get problem out of them, and I call the police always telling me, in any car, and I tired of that foolishness. You see, we don't need to be going through the foolishness in this country in which we are going through today. The thing is, when the UBP was in power, the country was being run, and Brayman Darling Ferguson saying it, the country were being run better. I'm tired of this bunch of foolishness. The police not giving me any justice. But
Brayman,
to fix the situation
all
myself.
But Brayman, you can't bust no coin. You can't bust no coin, Brayman. That's number one. And number two, you got to follow the process.
If I go deal with it myself, they would lock me up like the last two times I dealt with it. They haven't dealt with it, and I dealt with it myself. They came and they locked me up. They had me lock up from one Good Friday till the...
Raymond.
Hey.
Listen to me. Use my boy. You know you got issues with your sight. You can't be busting corn with bad sight.
What I can't do?
You can't bust no corn with bad sight, all right? And now we want you to get no problem.
My point is, it ain't a matter of fact of me busting corn. I got a lot of friends.
But what I'm saying is to you, Brayman.
They only waiting for me to deal with it myself.
But you got to keep agitating because if you deal with it yourself, you get in problems. You got to be the squeaky wheel. You got to keep making noise day after day till they give you the oil and shut you up.
But I'm putting it out there to show you and the public the dirtiness that are happening around here. Spence Street off Mason's edition.
All right.
And when I call the police, they're telling me foolishness, but any car.
All right. I can follow through and make a couple calls for you, all right, Raymond? But I got to get back to have a call.
Okay,
I appreciate you. Let's get this other call in. Talking Heads.
Hey, what's happening, my brother?
What's happening?
All is well. You know, why it seems like in the Bahamas, we only have progression in areas that benefits the few, that seemingly where they put all their efforts are. It's like, it's simple things that needs to happen in terms of keeping the production of the country going, making sure our bridges are clean, you know, making sure signs are proper, all these basic stuff that we have that we pay tax for. But when it's same names in the circle, that's where all the thrust and the drive goes through. The people in the Family Islands are struggling because if there's no money there to be made, it seems as if there's no efforts being made towards helping those folks in the Family Islands. And it's the same thing in Nassau. We just have a government, it always appears, that their focus is only on enriching themselves and ensuring that contracts and deals are solidified amongst themselves so much so that they can progress and the country stands still. That is what it feels like in this country. And then we, the taxpayers, are taxed by heavens to maintain the lifestyle that they seem that they want to enjoy. It just annoys me. And it's very frustrating. And it's sad to hear my brothers and sisters in Abaco and all the other Family Islands discuss the challenges that they're having and simple things that could be fixed. But again, because there's no benefit and there's no resources that seems to come in the direction of those who want to lead, that they don't have any drive towards fixing it. I just thought I'd share my viewpoints on that and my frustration in that regard.
I think you're sharing the viewpoints and frustrations of a lot of Bahamians, son.
Yep. Very, very good point there. I mean, it's
I mean, Naughty, right now we're running off of 24 megawatts of power, two generators at Wilson City, ability of running 48 megawatts. Now, here's my thing. Infrastructure was put in back in after Dorian, and nothing against the sale or development, but what agreements were made with Montage Group and the Sterling Montage Group for the development at Matt Lowe's Key? Because now what's going to happen is when powers run there and they come online, we're now going to have to increase and turn on another generator to generate that extra output to deal with that. So instead of us, you know, having two generators running now, we might have three to, you know, offset that. And that's for any other development coming in or new houses being built. And it's frustrating. I think Daphne will agree. We're not. It's hurting us. It's not helping this country move forward. It's like we're stagnant.
Moscow, wouldn't they have had to pay a surplus or something towards that their power usage or?
Nobody knows what
are
the
they being head of energy.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So make that public. It's like even with Winding Bay. When Winding Bay did that development, they had to put water in for Cherokee. They had to do X, right. Y, and Z. Baker's Bay had to do X, Y, and Z. Well, what is Montage doing? What are they doing to put, you know, to offset and to help? Because, yes, we need developments and it helps with employment. It does. But at the end of the day, if it causes us to start running another generator.
It taps into our resources.
Right. It taps our resources.
All right. Well, listen, guys, what we got to do right now, I got a couple of texts I got to answer, and I got a couple of calls. So what we got to do is we got to get to the break into the news. So what we're going to do, take that break now, get into the news. Flip side of the news, we'll wrap things up. We'll go for another few minutes into the 5 o'clock hour, and we'll get all this out of the way. Appreciate you going extra for us today and bringing us all up to snuff with what's really going on in Abaco. And I got a couple of texts that y'all need to answer because obviously, you know, citizens have concerns here in New Providence. Obviously, Abaconians trying to get back to Abaco, but still have their reservations due to the red tape they continue to hear about. So we got a lot of those topics and a couple of other things to touch base and wrap things up with Abaco on the flip side of the break. All right, and on the flip side of the news, which is right, the Monday, June 17th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Flavid Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Flavid Island Games.
To you, don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, the Finn Castle Media Group, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Drucker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Print Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Monday, June 17th edition of Talking Heads. And we still got Roscoe and Daphne from Abaco. We're wrapping things up in Abaco. Got a couple of texts to get to and a couple of more things to touch base on. And a couple of texts for you. Let me get to the text lines. Naughty, speaking of the spill in Abaco, reminded me, what is the talk on the diesel spill in Adelaide? What's the remediation plan? I'm hearing it's showing up a quarter mile away from the initial spill zone. Texter, I'm going to do my due diligence. I've heard similar. I'm going to make a few calls to a few friends. Water Keepers, Joe Darvill, you know, Sam Duncombe, and a couple others. And then, I'll have something for you tomorrow. Exactly. Naughty, I think the certificate of environmental clearance is what they're talking about. Its purpose is to drive sustainable development. It's awarded normally with the completed EIA and EMP. It's essentially meant to mitigate the loss of biodiversity. It has to go through Nassau because DEPP, or DEP, only has an office in Nassau.
Correct. That's what I said. You know, I knew it was a little more with DEPP, but it's basically you cannot clear, even if it's a half acre land, you cannot clear your land until you get this certificate. And that's where this is what gets me, Naughty. If you're forming these agencies and these boards, for example, if you're going to do it for Abaco, why don't you get somebody in the administrator's office or Ministry of Housing or somebody over here that has knowledge and is willing to be an inspector? Let them sit the courses so then at least it can be done here and not taken all the way to Nassau to be held up.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's extra red tape that doesn't need to be there. If it could be done officially...
And I believe Daphne would agree with me. You pay so much per square footage of your house. Well, why don't you just add this into the square footage cost of the house and then let the administrator's office, who's the Department of Physical Planning here, you know, do their due diligence here in Abaco and it not go to Nassau. So the government's still getting their money, but the people aren't having to go through the headache with the portal, sending their plans to Nassau. You know, there's easier ways to rectify this.
I think, Roscoe, I think your suggestion of agencies working in...
We got Daphne, or we had a little break right there. Keep talking, Daphne, you're digitizing, but you'll pop back in.
You know, I said instead of agencies working completely independent of each other, they should work like you say with housing, corporate housing, or administrator's office, or have some person in some other agency as a representative. That should happen in all family islands.
And that
way it doesn't bottleneck. The people in Nassau, you know, they get bottlenecked with all these different applications coming to them, left, right, and center. Imagine everybody who's clearing a piece of land has to go through one office. What's their administration? They train a person in each family island, one or two people, that can actually complete the inspection and say whether the people have met the requirements or not.
And obviously, you know, it should be somebody from one of those family islands. I agree that the local government, I agree with you, Daphne, local government should be run by family islanders instead of family islands.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you're there, you know what's going on, you got a finger on the pulse.
Naughty, I'll say this, and maybe I shouldn't, but you have one district that right now, $24 million in plans are being held up. Do you know money that affects coming into a community, the trickle-down effect? Construction, employers, the people working for them, it's all passed down.
Into the treasury as well.
Right. You know,
people aren't looking at the bottom line. That's what's making me scratch my head. Go back over the last 50 years and see how much Abaco and Grand Bahama has contributed to the bottom line.
Yeah. Now, there are a couple of things I want to bring up just real quick. This is a new subject. I understand that the port that I always bring up, you know, our international port.
Correct.
I understand that a contender has been identified. Again, nothing has been said publicly, but I've been told that it's now been narrowed down to one of the three initial contenders, but nothing has been said. We would like to hear, as soon as possible, what those terms are and who is potentially going to be awarded the contract. That's one point. The other point is, I have been asked by several people, why is it that the police station is being built out of town, close to Spring City, on the South Highway? People want to know, why isn't the police station in the center of town? And I tend to agree that, you know, you want a police station to be visible to the locals and to visitors, not being out of town. So the old clinic that's center town, that burned down or partially burned down, that needs to be cleared away, is a big piece of property in center town. Could have potentially been the place for the station.
I would, or, Mr. Producer, can you check out? She's digitizing a little bit.
Complex and where the government complex and the new clinic is. Again, the response time could have been, these are just points that have been brought, my thoughts, they're the community's thoughts, okay?
No, that's good stuff. People need to know, and those are very valid questions. Why would you put the police station in the back of town? Especially in a busy family island such as Abaco, you need it more centrally located. I agree.
But it's no concentration. It should have been a town meeting in regards to that.
Correct.
You know, I agree with Daphne. It should be centrally located.
And should be more consultation with Abaconians in regards to doing
things. They haven't built it yet. They've only cleared the land and put up two signs with solar lights on the signs. I have to commend them.
Good job at that.
But the first thing hasn't gone in the ground. So, I mean, there's still potentially time to revisit the location of the police station.
I agree with her. The old government clinic that's a disaster in that area that burnt the other couple weeks ago, your police station, or put it between the government complex and the government clinic where all the trailers are, all that property there. So everything is centrally located in that regards. I mean, it's the lack of consultation, not just through local government, but the locals here in Abaco, the Abaco Chamber of Commerce, all the businesses, everything. It seems that central government, as always, does not involve and make decisions, and then they want to come back and consult. Consult first, and then go on those decisions from the community, so you've got the community's, you know, input. It's very simple. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you.
Yeah, it's very sad. It's very sad to me that citizens of their own islands are not consulted on very important, basic decisions such as that. I mean, it affects us every day. We should be the ones that should be consulted.
Now, real quick, before we wrap things up, and I appreciate you guys going over, and Daphne, I appreciate the new information that we need to look at, and I'm going to do some checking on my end as well, too. All right, get some answers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Roscoe, before you get out of here, you know the Marsh Harbor Volunteer Fire and Rescue Fundraiser is coming up, correct? That's going to be on July 6th. Can you let everybody know what's going on with that? And obviously, you know, if you could give out the information where they can make donations.
Yeah, I mean, it's happening on what the fire department decided to do. I'm just part of the working, you know, the working part. I deal with the fire phones, but we're having a fundraiser on Saturday, July 6th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Marsh Harbor Volunteer Fire and Rescue Station. We'll be doing hamburgers, hot dogs, wings and macaroni, desserts and more. You know, it's to help raise funds and continue so we can get more equipment, you know, things like that. It's to benefit the community. So we've decided to do a cookout. Tickets will be printed up and ready for sale this week. If people are willing to do monetary donations, it's on Facebook, but it's also Marsh Harbor Volunteer Fire and Rescue, Royal Bank of Canada, account number 0-85 is a tracking, is the routing number, and the account number is 1111-459. But it's, you know, with everything that we've had recently, it's a fundraiser, the communities to help give back, and we've seen a lot of support, and a lot of people have shown appreciation for what the volunteers do, and it just helps us with our on continuing expenses and running the fire department. And right now, you know, with all these fires that have happened, we've not lost any homes or buildings, which is great. So, and it's a good cause. And Naughty, I will tell you this, I thank everybody, not just in Abaco, but in Nassau and other islands that have made donations and that have helped, and that have, you know, come forward with helping with hoses and nozzles and VHFs and, you know, whatever it may be. We still continue to see that support. And I know I can say this on behalf of the Volunteer Fire and Rescue. We are extremely grateful for everybody and everything that the people have continued to do to assist and help us to keep us going, because we all are volunteer department.
Let's see if we can get this word out before the 6th and get some more donations to come in.
And Naughty, while we're on the air and Daphne's here, I think this is something that we need to bring up. I think with the community and maybe with the Abaco Chamber, and let her talk to them about bringing, you know, we had talked about bringing Garden Radio up here to do a day or two live show with maybe Zhivago Lang or Dwight Strawn or Howard Grant and yourself, however we could work it out. I think if we can get that going over here and bring attention not just to certain issues, but even to our lay down sites and our dump that's burning.
I think that's something we could discuss. I'll get the word going. I'll run it up the chain and see how many of us we could get down there and so on and so forth. But I think it'd definitely be a good effort.
I think that's a great suggestion, Roscoe, because it's nothing like a picture that tells us. We can talk all we want, but people need to see.
All right.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to say on the good side, Abaco is rebuilt. See the good, but they also need to see the bad. We always get to talk about the bad, but we also need to encourage people and let them know that Abaco is rebuilding and we're coming back stronger, but definitely getting, you know, a group of, you know, press down there, getting some cameras down there would be a big plus for people to really get grasp.
Well, we'll get to work on that.
I agree.
Well, I appreciate you guys chiming in. I got to get to the break, man. We'll talk again next Monday, and next Monday I'll have an update for you guys on that and see how fast we can get down there.
All right, Naughty.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate you guys, man. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll talk soon. Let's get to this break. Quick break. Flip side of the break. We'll talk sports. Pearlie will be in the building. We'll be talking sailing. We'll be talking local sports. We'll be talking sailing. And then, of course, we'll be talking baseball, NBA, NFL offseason. I got your picks coming up with Pearlie. And we got a great final 10 or so. We're calling Cowherd to take you home. So keep it right where you got it. The Monday, June 17th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we will make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org. /Caribbean.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on on Saturday and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what
the Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now of everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Monday, June 17th edition of Talking Heads. Why not in your company right up until 6 p.m.? We got Purdy Zoom.
Oh, radio, heartbroken, feeling sad with my daughters. But other than that, I'm good.
You had a good Father's Day?
Oh, yeah. Wonderful Father's Day.
You had a good time with the family, took care of you, and treated you like the royalty that you deserve to be treated like?
The best part about it, I got time to spend with my grandson. So it was a great day.
Awesome. Good. So that you're in a good place with that, right?
Yeah, very good place.
Good. I could care less about your Dodgers losing, because when my Royals, when my Yankees was getting beat, you was rubbing it in, okay?
No, we're not losing. We won 2 out of 3, and I'm not concerned about that. We lost 2 players.
Oh. Hey, you know what I'm about to tell you, right?
What?
Next man up. Injuries are part of the game.
No, I know that, but I'm not worried about now. We can be all right. Mookie Betts is out for I don't know how long. Fell through a pitch and broke his hand.
That's about 6 to 8 weeks there, Pearly.
Yeah, I said that much. I figure by then August he'll be back. Which he'll have a September spring training and be hot and ready to go for championships. No problem.
Yeah.
Yamamoto had strained triceps. So that's iffy right now. He's on the IL, so we'll see how that goes. Outside of that.
But we'll get into all of that and who's in and who's out. Up first, you know, we got to do the local scene, man. And we got special guests in the studio today. You know, the international 4.7 Laser World Champion, 2nd to the 30th of this year, obviously. Six young Bahamian sailors are going to represent the Bahamas. We've got Craig Ferguson Jr., the champ, the national champ is in studio along with his mom. So we got to big her up again today, too.
Hey,
hi, Mom. How are you? Welcome. Good to see you.
Hi, Earl.
Obviously, naughty, please correct the please naughty.
No, on this Pearly, show. Thank you very much.
Hello, Pearly.
God, Pearly's got a nation of fans. What are we gonna do with Pearly?
No, very dear friends. Very, very dear friends.
Listen, don't encourage him. Okay. Hey, you know the Dodgers win, the Dolphins win. Had this big already. You know, please, don't encourage him. All right, no. So Craig Ferguson II, the national champ, obviously is here, but we also have John Alexio as part of the team. Josh Knowles is making up the boys. Portion of it, and then the girls' portion of it, Sienna Jones, Eliza Denning, and Mary Jack Nash, correct?
Yep.
So you got a strong team there, man, Craig.
Yep, 6 of us going, two of us leave Wednesday. John is already there, not sure when Sienna and Eliza leave, so yeah.
So you're looking forward to it?
I am. This will be my, I don't know, lost count by now, but it's going to be my first 4.7 World Championships, and looking forward to it. A lot of training, a lot of dedication, countless days on the water, and yeah.
So what's it going to be like traveling over there? When do you leave?
So I leave Wednesday, and my mom's going with me, my dad also. We go to Atlanta, Madrid, Portugal.
All right, so, you know, make sure.
Bring coffee.
Walk when you get off the plane plenty. Yes. You know what I mean? Try sleep on the flight. And when you get there, from experience, take the first half a day when you get there to sleep and just get the jet lag off.
Yeah,
July is the first thing going to that part of the world. But when you get there, enjoy it to the fullest. It's a great experience. Portugal is a beautiful place. Enjoy sailing over there, man. And I know you're going to represent us very well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, Mom, what's it like being a sailing mom? You know, I've talked to baseball moms, football moms, soccer moms, softball moms, track and field moms. Now we're talking to a sailing mom. What's it like being a sailing mom?
Well, I would gather it's not much different than the soccer, baseball.
A lot of practice, pick off, and drop off.
A lot of dedication, dropping, picking up, dropping off, coordinating fundraising events, attending those fundraising events.
Oh, tell us all about it.
Yes. So we started with fundraising from March, the end of March. We had a barbecue for them at the Royal Nassau Sailing Club. That is just east of Montague. And then we had the sailors did a sail-a-thon. They all sailed from Montague Beach all the way down to Lyford Key. So they used that opportunity to raise some sponsors similar to as you would for a walk-a-thon.
Correct.
And then we also held an art for sale down at Sandyport Beach Resort last month. Yes. And those events went pretty well. So we would like to thank the sponsors.
I would like to say it's good to know that Corporate Bahamas is there for you guys and sponsoring you guys. But isn't sailing the national sport of the country?
It is. However, I'm not sure what the government's plan is in terms of concessions when we need to bring gear in and all of that, because we just had to order a sail for him for this event. And
those aren't cheap.
No, they aren't. And then you pay the full duty on top of that.
That's what I'm saying.
Which is like half
and
the
if
price.
And if you're not going to directly get them there, help to get them there.
Right.
Then help them perform while they're there with some concessions on sails, boats, equipment, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because even though it may be a one-man or one-woman sport, but you're traveling in, it's quite expensive to get there.
Very expensive.
I'm a firm believer, Naughty, of the government should have all sporting equipment from baseball bats to sails to sailing gear. The football should be all duty-free. If you want to encourage people to exercise and do sports to participate, we have to incentivize them, and this is one of the best ways. Bring all our stuff in duty-free.
Well, looks like I need to call you so you and I can pitch our lobbying with the government.
Yeah, boy.
Yes,
you got the right guy for that. Brilliant.
Yes.
But I think it's important.
I think Craig has been sailing more than 10 years now, Shannon.
I was just going to ask, how long have you been sailing? Seven years? What got you into sailing?
So I was doing soccer at the time, and a friend of mine who I played soccer with did the summer camp, and he invited me to do it with him, and I did it. I was balancing soccer and sailing for a while, and then my mom sat me down, and she said I had to choose one, and I chose sailing.
You've been at this when you came with your mom warm.
But there ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, when you get an opportunity to be a pioneer in a sport with them bringing back, and you could be one of the best to do it early on, that's good stuff. And that gives you ample opportunity. I know there's a ton of schools in Florida and in Europe that have, you know, sailing on there as a scholarship.
Yep.
So you got a lot of good schools to look at.
A lot of opportunities through sailing. Even if I were to say not go to college, I could go to something we call SailGP, which is basically like Formula One of sailing. Or
so that means you
Olympics.
Get sponsored,
yep.
And then all your sails free, your boats free, because you sign a contract with a boating sponsor and
you get paid to sail.
And then and a wetsuit sponsor and a lip job sponsor and a sunglass sponsor and a... Boy, you need an agent.
Yeah.
Holler at Uncle Naughty when you're ready for that. All right? Because, I can get you before Uncle Bertie gets you.
You need to share. Perhaps it's a good opportunity for you to share with them what your plans really are.
So, I want to go to Olympics for a class called IQ Foil. I highly doubt you've ever heard of it.
When you said foil, I'm thinking, okay, that's some high-tech cooking foil, man. I could tote well with that. But anyway, go ahead.
Basically, it's windsurfing. But it's foiling windsurfing. Foiling means
on the extended
a wing that gets in the water and it holds a board out of the water. You can double the speed.
Please, Be careful. I have seen some videos where some individuals have become almost shark bait because the sharks come right up thinking you're a flying fish or whatever.
Yep.
So for goodness sake, be careful. But that is a great sport to get into.
Yes, sir.
And so
are you hoping for 2028?
Okay. But how old are you now?
16, turning 17.
Yeah, you'll be good age. That gives you a chance to, no pun intended, get your feet wet in the sport and make the adjustment. But listen, endless opportunity there. Sponsorships too.
Pardon?
Is it called foiling?
It's called IQ Foil.
IQ Foil, have you done it before?
I've windsurfed before, which is closest thing. I have a coach down in Luther Martin. He runs the Luther Sailing Academy. And he has two IQ Foil sets down there, and I go down there to get better at windsurfing and hopefully hop on the IQ Foil.
Okay. But the gold medal that Sir Derwood got, that is in what?
That was in the star class.
In all fairness, you got to remember the late Cecil Cook with that as well, too.
Yes.
Yes.
You got to be, that was
yes.
Mr. Starter at all my swim races right there.
Yes.
Died tragically in a car accident. Very good man.
I always thought that you would be the next Bahamian to win a gold medal in that class.
And don't forget Donnie Martinburg. Didn't Donnie Martinburg win some golds and silvers worldwide and world class championships in the same division?
In Sunfish, yeah.
So there you go. You got to handle your business in this, brother.
Yeah, and we also have Gavin McKinney.
That's right, Gavin. Yes. Gavin, yes.
Uh-huh.
Gavin's still doing this thing. That's good stuff.
Yes,
I
want to
ask the young ladies a question. Because you don't hear at all young ladies sailing. At least not here, because I go to a lot of regattas and all that. So that's the guy sitting. Once in a while, they bring the little sister on. Is this the first time that I'll be sending ladies to the World Championship? And if it is, how do you feel about it?
None of them are here right now, but it's not the... Yeah, it's just me and my mom. But it's not the first time we've sent females to World Championships. We've sent females to the World Championships for the Optimist Leap before.
Okay.
And for Youth World, which is also in laser, but in like a different like category of laser.
Okay. How old they are?
Eliza's 15, 16 maybe. Mm-hmm. Mary Jack, same age. Sienna, same age.
Yeah, so they're all around the same age, between 15 and 16, getting ready to turn 17.
Super.
Mm-hmm.
So six sailors sailing, how many chaperones, parents and all that? All the parents are going or just you and Greg?
No. So Jennifer Alexu, John's mom, she's actually what we call the fleet captain for the class that they all sail right now. So she and her husband are going.
Super.
And Greg and I are going. I believe that Joss Moms is going. Joss Knowles is Dallas Knowles.
So. Yeah, well, I was about to say that's Andy Knowles' grandson.
Yes.
That's them swimming boys I know from Cooters all my life. All of them moved to the islands, I know.
Yes, and I believe tomorrow.
And Josh is one who's been sailing since he come by the pool.
Yeah, he has been sailing.
That's a real water baby.
That is a real water baby.
But let me ask you, who's his dad? You mentioned his mom. Who's his dad?
Ali.
Yes. That's Anthony's brother.
I'm not sure.
I think younger brother or cousin, man.
I just know those two.
That's how you should lose your mind who you're talking about.
And so they're going up. But I believe Tamara is going as well. But that would be it for the parents.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Wonderful.
And I'm glad to see such a... It's split down. You got three young men. You got three young ladies going to represent and do that thing. Mm-hmm. Now, Seanette, you got to keep me posted via Pearly because I know you and Pearly, you're all cool.
Sure.
And y'all, Pearly, you and Seanette working out on WhatsApp. I don't care what time she wake you up, but the time zone difference.
5 hour difference.
You just let us know so by the time we hit there at 4 o'clock, we can let them know what Craig and everybody else is doing.
Certainly.
Blow by blow, right up to date. All right?
Certainly, yes.
That way we can brag to our colleague over there, Sheldon. We got it before you. All right? That's how we roll.
But now, in all fairness, I may be sending to Sheldon and Simba.
And then you send the Simba over there at COB now.
Okay. But what I'll do is I'll send it to you first, and then I'll send it over to
Sheldon. Just send it to Pearly first, and Pearly will send it to me second, and we'll get that. That's more than.
Okay.
Yeah, and besides, we'll be a whole 8 hours before Sheldon hit the streets.
Okay. Yeah, for real. We'll be way in advance. He could say, as reported on Talking Heads last evening. So keep us posted, man, and not just with this, What you guys plan? Look, it's very important for us to push youth sports on this show, and especially a national sport like sailing that's been overdue to become a national sport for a long time. Please keep us posted.
And we could be become the spokesperson for your drive for Olympics in 2028. And yeah. Project, because some of that will be PR.
We ain't going to no IG foil. I'll stick to the foil I know.
You got
to
stick to
Diamond,
the
foil. Diamond, aisle 6 in the food store. Very
I'm with you.
Thick and totable. You can tote anything in that foil.
Yes, I'm a sailing mom, but I stay on land.
There you go. Yeah. You got to have somebody beating up. They're going, get back to shore. Please, hurry up.
Talk.
Well, we appreciate you, man. All the best to your teammates. All the best to your coaches, And good to see parents supporting their kids. And, appreciate that, bro. It's not every day you get to go to Portugal, bro.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Good
thank
stuff,
you
man.
For having us.
And make sure, when you come on this show, you win. Whether it's, in the first hour politically.
That's the plan.
You win. When you come on in the sports hour, you win. So.
Yes.
That's the plan.
I need a picture from here with it. All right?
Yes, sir.
There you go. Okay. Appreciate you, man. Thank you all for coming by.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Party, we got to jump right into today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's, because yes, when Party can get out, we're not doing today in sports history. So, we got to do today. No. So, what we'll do is we'll take a quick break. Flip side of the break, we'll do today in sports history. We'll check out NBA and Major League Baseball real quick. We'll get our picks in. And we get ready for Colin Cowherd taking us home, man. So keep it right where you got it. The Monday, June 17th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Are you tired of the hustle and bustle of city life, yearning for a relaxing getaway without the headaches of international travel? Well, we've got just the thing for you. Escape to paradise without leaving home with our limited time to fly free offer for Bahamas residents. Whether you're craving adventure, seeking to reconnect with your roots, or simply yearning to unwind in secluded shores, the Family Islands has something for everyone. But you better act fast, because this incredible to fly free offer is only available until June 30th. Don't let this opportunity slip away. So why wait? Book your trip today. Escape the ordinary, discover the extraordinary, and experience the magic of the Family Islands. Visit BahamasResidence.com for your ultimate island getaway today.
Play with island games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with island games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market, you getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Boise, and Boise is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's the Kentucky Cheetah Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your cheetah sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
We all know that our country's electricity infrastructure is decades old. It is breaking down, it is too expensive, and it cannot transmit clean energy. Small changes aren't enough. We are taking it all on. Upgrading and modernizing the grid. Solar power. Major energy reform. That's how we get to lower prices and more reliable electricity. It will not happen overnight, but it will be game-changing.
Go to newenergyera.gov.bs to learn more.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Monday, June 17th edition of Talking Heads. Purdy, You there, Purdy? We got Purdy?
I'm ready.
All right, listen, we got a solid calling card taking us home today for the final 12. Talking Aaron Rodgers holding out. Potential Brandon Ayuk trade from San Francisco to Washington.
Yeah, but I've got two, so don't.
No. You ain't got to show off. I was going to say Pittsburgh is rearing their head also.
Maybe their loving cousin who is a big Redskins fan, who's a big Washington fan. No, I think he's going to end up in Pittsburgh.
I think so too. The trade of Deontay Johnson.
I hope he ends up in Washington.
You know, listen.
Okay. It can happen. He's going to be traded. He says they don't want him, so we'll see what happens.
Well, we're going down the list right now. Apparently.
I guess the people pulling hard for Boston have been for one thing and one thing only, so we can start talking about football, they say.
Yeah, but anyway, I know, boy. Listen. Boston needs to put them to sleep tonight. They don't put them to sleep tonight.
I wish they did.
Say it again, Purdy.
If they don't win this game tonight,
Dallas could win the series. If they do not win this game tonight, Dallas could win the series. And Luka and Kyrie especially will make history by being the only team to come from 3-0 down to win one.
They better close it out tonight. Don't hope for no game 7 in Boston, I'm telling you. Too much pressure can be on them.
Boston is known to go to sleep and choke against competition.
We'll see what happens.
Now, if Boston, them 6 straight years, they've been in the Eastern Conference final. They've been to the finals a couple of times, didn't get it done. They finally get it done. Listen, I wouldn't be mad at them at all. They run the franchise how it's supposed to be done. If you look at it from the old school ways to the new school ways, Boston evolves. The Lakers need to do that.
Yeah, but he puts an argument. Boston puts an argument that you can't win with a first-year coach, with a young first-year coach.
Yeah, that's true. I'm talking about Boston, though, evolving with the times and rosters and players and all of that and not getting caught up in the status quo.
They did what they had to do. They made a clean when it was time to get rid of Paul Pierce, and they did what they had to do. Fair enough.
All right, here we go. Who you like tonight, Purdy?
I like the Dodgers over there. Let me talk. Tonight, to make things interesting, I like Dallas tonight.
I like Dallas tonight, too. I got a funny feeling that they actually going to pull this one off. They may not get it all the way done, but they're going to make it interesting.
Why I say that is there's been some mystique, I don't know if that's the right word to use, for Kyrie Irving not being able to perform in Boston. I think he's going to break that demon or whatever you want to call it. And I think he's going to come out and really have a game of it. Because he's really not performed well in Boston.
I'm loving the 7.5 points I'm getting with the Island game, baby.
Yeah, that's good. I'll take Dallas. Either way, I'll take Dallas tonight with the money line. I'm not betting the points.
Listen. I got to shout out Hans and the crew out there at the liquor store in the East, man. Up there by the shopping center, where they got Wendy's and QVS and Super. What's the name of that shopping center, man? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. I can't remember the name, but I know what you're talking about.
Hans hit me to ask me talking about. I tell you, and Purdy just went over Boston could win. Now he hit me today, boy. Hans, looky, I don't know, boy. It could get very interesting, Hans.
Don't lose tonight. That's all I'm saying. Boston probably will close it out tonight, but don't lose tonight, Boston. If you do. Oh, my goodness, it's going to really be fun now.
All right, let's get this call. Let's make this quick, and then we'll get to Colin Cowherd taking us home. We got about 2 minutes. Colin, make it quick, man. We're about to get to Colin Cowherd. Who's this?
Don't try down Boston. Boston will win tonight. Or if they go 6, they go in. Them fellas can't beat no Boston.
Oh, but you done said, or if they go 6, Boston will win. So in the back of your mind, it's the possibility of them teams will win tonight.
You see how Boston plays with them turnovers, and they was in playing with no agency. Boston won and not in Boston.
Thank you, Texas. Secrets. I appreciate it. Yes.
Better be tonight.
All right.
Boy, you know if they lose this series, boy, you can run quick to talk about your Orioles, eh?
No. Well, Orioles looking good. I think the Dodgers get a blow, though. That boy, all right.
Yeah. And I ain't gonna lie, y'all looking good, but y'all looking too good, too close to the Yankees. Y'all need
thing they do, I didn't like what they do. When they trade the closer, man, or they bring that fella in to be the ACB for.
I think they can make another move before the deadline, though, to fix
it. Yeah, because that guy who they bring in there to be the closer, I still ain't nobody get rid of the big fella, man.
But anyway.
I can't remember what his name was. Something about him while they got rid of him.
But we got to talk tomorrow, man. I got an assignment from the producer. We got the final 12 coming up. Listen to that, though. You can enjoy that. They got some good NFL and good NBA on there, as well as some baseball, man.
All right,
man. Y'all be safe. Purdy, good stuff as always, man. And our Texas, thank you. That's the Sea Grape Shop in Plaza, Purdy. That's the Sea Grapes.
Right. Yeah, Sea Grape. You're correct.
All right. Appreciate you, brother. We'll do it again tomorrow, man. And let's go Dallas tonight, man.
Let's see what happens.
I like him. That's 7.5 points over there at the Island game. Boy, better set it than forget it.
I'll take the 7.5 points of Dallas. Even if they lose by three, you still win.
There you go. We up out of here. Miss you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
Are you tired of the hustle and bustle of city life, yearning for a relaxing getaway without the headaches of international travel? Well, we've got just the thing for you. Escape to paradise without leaving home with our limited time to fly free offer for Bahamas residents. Whether you're craving adventure, seeking to reconnect with your roots, or simply yearning to unwind in secluded shores, the Family Islands has something for everyone. But you better act fast, because this incredible two fly free offer is only available until June 30th. Don't let this opportunity slip away. So why wait? Book your trip today. Escape the ordinary, discover the extraordinary, and experience the magic of the Family Islands. Visit BahamasResidence.com for more information and start planning your ultimate island getaway today.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Let's bring in Albert Breer, senior reporter. Monday, start with the Aaron Rodgers absence. It's a choice. He attended the voluntary OTAs. He did not attend these. So, I mean, Robert Saleh called it an unexcused absence, which just poured gas on it, I think, a little bit. Let's start with that. What was your opinion on Saleh? He could have kept that to himself. Coming out and saying publicly at the podium it's unexcused. Was that a mistake by Saleh?
No, because I think that they felt like internally it would be opening Pandora's box if they did excuse it. They could have 20 guys next year coming to them and asking for mandatory minicamp or something else mandatory off if they allowed this. And I think the important thing is the way it was handled internally. They went to Aaron and sat down and talked to him about this and talked through the whole thing. And I'm not saying Aaron loves the idea of being fined, but he did understand why it was an unexcused absence, you know, with the line there being one team, one set of rules. And, you know, here's the other part of it, Colin. Like, I think the spring is more for guys who are in year two, year three, year four, year five. And they really felt through the 10 OTA practices, they were able to get enough out of it to be a little bit more geared towards some of those younger guys. Aaron got the work that he needed to get in. We could argue about the handling of it, of course. Like I personally would have loved to have seen Aaron Rodgers come out and explain it himself, so his coaches or his teammates wouldn't have to. But I don't think this is going to be a big deal when the Jets report in the summer. I think it's a big deal because nothing's happening in the NFL right now in the middle of June.
So Trevor Lawrence signed an extension. I do wonder, because that city, it feels like Ken Griffey with the Mariners. Like, he was basically going to get Safeco built. He saved the team from leaving again. And I feel like Trevor Lawrence, in his franchise, if they were in London in 4 years, I wouldn't be shocked. I kind of feel his circumstances are different than Tua and Dak. They just are. He was a number one pick. He's been viewed as sort of generational, maybe disappointing. But do you think the Trevor Lawrence contract changes the market?
No, because I think all these guys were going to get paid in this range, like over 50, not too much over 50. I mean, I'd ask you, Colin, would you rather have Trevor or Tua? Would you rather have Trevor or Dak? Would you rather have Trevor or Jordan Love? And I think for most NFL teams, they'd rather have Trevor than those three guys. So paying him before those three guys got paid makes perfect sense, because if any of those guys got to a certain point, you're going to have to leapfrog them. And ultimately, I think this is about paying him for where you think he's going to be, not where he is right now. Is he the type of generational guy that we all thought he might be, you know, back in 2019 and 2020? Maybe not. you know, like, because, you know, I think he was seen, you know, in NFL circles as being on that Luck, Elway, Manning type of tier as a prospect. But he's been a really good player, and his circumstances have been really crappy.
Yeah.
Came into the league, the Urban Meyer year was what it was, a complete disaster. Comes back in year two, had a great second year in the league, right? Like, and leads one of the greatest playoff comebacks in NFL history, and then had a little bit of a bumpy third year. And so I think if you look at a kid who's sort of ridden all of that out, there are a lot of guys who I think would be in a worse spot than he's in. And I think they believe that if they can stabilize things around him, they're going to get a much better player in year five, year six, year seven. Here's the other thing. If Doug Peterson doesn't wind up being the guy in Jacksonville, the next guy's not going to throw Trevor Lawrence out. The next guy's going to be telling ownership, I can make it work. I can enhance Trevor Lawrence, which is another reason to take care of him now.
Going to be a Niner at the trade deadline. I think this offense runs through Shanahan's brain and Christian McCaffrey's feet, legs. I think Ayuk is replaceable. They drafted two receivers. They re-signed Jennings. And I think he's a really good player that a team like New England could use, you know, or maybe a Carolina. What is your take on the stories today that it's they're not close, the Niners and Ayuk, who's a really a remarkable player?
I think there are two things like that I would say to give you some optimism that he could still be there. Number one is that they did get Christian McCaffrey done aggressively. And I think they had to do McCaffrey before they did Ayuk, because if you pay Ayuk $29, $30, $31 million a year, now the price of McCaffrey might go up. So you had to take care of McCaffrey first. The second thing is, you know, our mutual friend, Mike Silver, reported that they were $26 million. That's not that far off. And a lot of times these things get ugliest towards the end. And the Debo thing was not clean until it was at the very end. And I would tell you this, and I do feel strongly about this part of it. I think if you fed John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan truth serum and asked them, who would you rather have on the roster, Debo Samuel or Brandon Ayuk going forward? I think they would answer Debo. Debo could do a lot of different things for them. But Debo is like a supercharged gadget player. Ayuk is more of a typical number one receiver who can beat man coverage and you can build an offense around. And so do I think they're going to go to Justin Jefferson numbers to get Ayuk signed? No. And if Ayuk draws a line in the sand there and says, I'm not going to take less than that, then, you know, maybe he is traded. But, you know, if there is some level of compromise, I still think the Niners would like to get something done with Ayuk, and I don't think the door is closed on that.
So there is, we had a story earlier, J-Mac had this, where the Cowboys are going to prioritize the position over the talent, Dak over CD and Micah. Now, it is a wide receiver league. College provides about 15 guys who can play immediately year one and be productive. So I can see slowing down a little on CD Lamb. But edge rushers, there are not a lot of great ones, and Micah's there. I think I would prioritize a Micah or a CD over Dak, because I think, A, they're your picks, they're first-round picks, and they've exceeded expectations. And so I think the message you send to your locker room is, we draft you early and you hit, we're going to take care of you. My question to you is, if you pay Dak, so pay CD and Micah, or are you insanely top-heavy on the roster?
Yeah, and that's a fair question. I think, like, one thing that's interesting is the Justin Jefferson thing hit them with both barrels, right? Like, so Justin Jefferson obviously raises the bar for receivers, and CD had 1,700 yards last year, so he's going to ask for something not far off from what Jefferson got. And it also raises the bar for non-quarterbacks, which Mike is going to ask to be the highest-paid non-quarterback. And so you go from Nick Bosa at 34, now to Jefferson at 35. And I think the Mike thing is in particular interesting, okay? Because you think about the message that it's going to send to the locker room, what they do with Micah Parsons here. They made Zach Martin wait. They made DeMarcus Lawrence wait. They made Dak Prescott wait the last time. So the guys in that locker room can look at ownership right now and said, you made all of these guys wait until after 4 years or until after their contracts were up to take care of them. What does that mean to me? And that's why the Micah thing's so interesting, because he's only been in the league 3 years. CD, they've made late, right? So how do you handle the Micah Parsons thing versus how you've handled Lamb now, Prescott before, Lawrence before, Zach Martin before, even like a Dez Bryant if you want to go further back? It's just really interesting because the Cowboys have been things, and now they've got a guy who wants to get paid early. How do they handle that? How does that resonate in the locker room? That part's interesting. And then the Dak thing, of course, you have to be concerned with after what Trevor Lawrence got, you know, what damage waiting could do, you know, from here on out. If you're waiting and Jordan Love and Tua get paid, does that raise the stakes on what you got to pay Dak? It certainly could. And the franchise tag after the year, and I'm sure you know this, Colin, would cost them over $80 million. Yeah. So that's not going to happen either.
I want to circle back to the Jets.
Yep.
I was told, and I know the area, but I didn't want to report it. I was told it was not only overseas, but other side of the
far earth. Overseas.
Yeah, yeah, I was told the place that it was
not London.
No, London's a quick jaunt yeah. from New York. So is my
you might connect through London, I think, right?
No, would that be yeah, fair? Maybe you would connect.
Yeah.
So I would say this. It was true international travel, not just, you know, JFK to Heathrow. Was it a vacation or was it an event? I heard the word event. What does that mean, event?
Yeah, I just think so. You use the you know, I think that is probably the operative term here. And that, I think, is why probably why Robert Saleh couldn't excuse it. At least the way I look at it, right? Like, because then what would Garrett Wilson or Sauce Gardner or, you know, whoever else, pick a name of a young guy in that team, Quinnen Williams, what might be important to them that they could come to you with next year? Like, what could that be? So, you know, I think that was sort of where this was a little tricky and where, you know, they had to sit down with Aaron and talk through it. Now, like, again, like, is this going to have a long-term effect on the team? I think that sort of depends on how camp starts. And Aaron is still loved in that locker room, so I can't imagine there'd be a problem in camp. And is it going to be a problem when the season starts? Like, that to me would be the bigger question because, of course, if they start 0-2, whether it's fair or not, everybody's going to be tying all of it back to that, right? So I think that's where the real questions are. To me, if like, and I think, you know, you and I are on the same wavelength here. This is just about getting the guy.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.